downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This what it'll get you. Pat glaze frost wrist. How you fucking all these bitches? But on
Smashing Dash, you know we back at it. You know what I'm saying? What's happening with you, man? Should I call him Smash? Should I call him Dash? Should I call him USC top four? Know what I'm saying? We four. Dog, bro, I got listen. That USC shit going on.
Hey, listen, I got that dog shit on me. Hey, but you know what, 2K? Get on. I don't even need that fake love. I don't need none of that at all. I see, bro, people don't know you. When I see that little grin, that little honey smile you pull up, bro, I already know you full of shit, so I'm not even going to go into that shit with you, bro. Just know my Trojans is out here active, and we've been acting crazy lately, man. So shout out to them boys, man, for sure.
Man, that was up, man. You know, we've been days. Listen, you know, I'm with you when you're right.
No,
man.
What been you saying?
Business. Yeah, they've been saying. Handling business. They've been handling business.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I know damn well what you're saying, because you're saying if we go to that game, what you want to do, 2K?
Man, you know, we rocking. If you rocking, I'm rolling, man. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you good at what you do, boy. You know, twin.
Yeah, that was up. But, man, you know, flowers to him. Right now, we getting flowers to him. Y'all in Vegas this weekend. Running it back with Utah.
Our dog Q. This is a revenge game. I got to see our dog Q, man. You know, he played with us at the Titans. He's our dog. He's a running back coach over there, too, man. So big ups to him, too, for getting them boys out there. You know, they thought that, you know, USC and Utah was just going to be rollovers this year. They thought, you know, Oregon and UCLA was just going to come in and dominate. But, you know, like usual, you know, right. We did what we had to do, man. So I appreciate you giving us our flowers. And, bro, I still don't know if I'm taking you to the game because the Twins
it's all right, whatever. Yeah. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I ain't never really been a fan of the finger painting. But your boy, he got it's kind of cool. It ain't really finger paint, It says something Notre Dame. He wrote it out in letters or something like that.
It said F, you know what I mean? You know, forget them boys, basically, and listen, man, like people don't understand that rivalry. You know, because you play in college football, there's a team out there where you just can't stand. That's just what it is. When you get to school, they always tell you there's like two teams that you can't lose to because in that state, there's a rivalry. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of that rivalry for that year, man. So, man, that dude came out, you know, and he played like a Heisman should, man. So, I'm just hype about my school being able to reflect what I think they should look like. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how I feel about them every year. I ain't going to lie. I think they should go to the championship or win a championship every year. But for them to actually go out there and be playing like that this year, man, you know, it's a testament to what coaching can do. So shout out to Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. And I ain't going to lie. Like, I know it's been like through generations, years and years and years, but USC is probably like within my time of my knowledge of football and just playing football and I say throughout the years, USC is one of the only teams that I know in my era that's done had so many Heisman Trophy winners and Heisman Trophy like guys up for it. You know what I'm saying? You go back to Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, you got Caleb, and I'm pretty sure it's a couple guys.
Sam Darnold was around there. He was like Darnold. The thing about like going to LA, exactly, when you go out there to LA and you play pretty good ball, just because it's a media like capital, once they see you play good football out there, man, like, you know, they'll ride the hype wave with you. So, you know, them getting to see Caleb, you know, because it's crazy, bro. I came on this show and then on my USC show, I've been riding this hype for a minute. I've been saying like, yeah, I feel like we'll win at least 10 games. I've been knowing that. You know, I've been telling you, like, yeah, we got Caleb, we got Lincoln, we got Mario, we got Jordan Addison. You know, I kept telling you all this, and it's like, I know, you know, I just know how, like, if you get a good coach with all that talent, there's no way you can't do good, man. So, you know, when I said he was going to win a Heisman, I know people probably was looking at me like, this dude's just talking out the side of his neck. But they don't realize that, like, I met that kid earlier this year at a thing we call Salute Detroit, and he showed me his goal list on his phone, man. He said, you know, I promise you not, his first goal on that thing was to win back-to-back Heisman.
Right. What year this is for him?
He's a sophomore.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So, it's crazy. Yeah, it looked like he got a chance, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, kudos to them. We're going to hop in a little bit of this NFL talk. Man, Josh Jacobs.
Oh, he's a monster.
And monster. And it kind of makes a lot of that stuff be making sense. Like, you know, a lot of time we be sitting right here and talking, and you be like, man, I wish I was one of those guys who waited till like year 3, 4, or 5 to start getting off. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like in his same situation. And like, for myself, like, yeah,
Josh has been pretty decent, man. I gotta give them, bro. Again, he's coming in that same category though as even Derek Carr, with all new coordinators and just new people every year, where they gotta like find their own niche, and you get new coaches every year. Like, to me, it's like, of course, sometimes like the play is slowed down or something to slow down. But when I think about Josh Jacobs from a rookie on young, I gotta keep it real, man. He's been a beast, but this year, like you said, for some reason in that contract year, when people, you know, I think they had a 5th-year option and they declined it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, it makes sense. Like you said, like, he's going crazy right now. Yeah. Dog. He knows cha-ching. That's what he knows.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kind of makes sense. Not saying that he haven't been good. He's been, like, cool. He's been middle of the pack type of guy. It ain't like he's been a Pro Bowl guy every year, but, like, you come around year, I think this year 5 or 4, he's just going crazy. He's leading the league in rushing. It's crazy. He just went for, like, 229. Like, he's doing his thing. So, it's like, do you rank him in your top 5 right now? Like, what is your top 5?
Yeah, I got to keep it real. If I'm going, like, a mid-season, or this is even later than a mid-season, I definitely got to put him in there, because, like, see, I don't care about like a record, man, because I played on teams where, you know, sometimes they try to showcase a certain player, or they don't put a certain player in and they, you know, keep this quarterback up and, you know, you don't do good. Like, so I've been in those things. So I'm not going to knock you because you playing in, you know, a horrible offense, or, you know, your team ain't doing good. So I would definitely put him top 5. I also have my guy Nick Chubb, top 5 still. I probably still have him at number 1.
Because this ain't no order.
Have no order. I'm gonna just name 5 running backs that, you know, I'm gonna just put out there, and you know, they could take it how they take it. So I say I got Nick Chubb for real. I got Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs after this week's performance, and after his performance in all year, I'm putting Josh Jacobs there. You know, I apologize to you. You're a beast, bro. Derrick Henry.
This is his first time topping the top 5.
Yeah, my top 5.
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, for sure. Justin Fields. Fuck that. I gotta keep it real.
Come on, bro. That's not running back.
What you mean?
Talk about running backs.
Justin Fields got, boy, that man got down there 1,000 yards rushing. He killing these fools at running back. He always want to stop my shine, man. All right, I'm going to throw it up. It's a toss-up right now, man, because I got Saquon in there, but I still love Aaron Jones. And, bro, I like that.
That's 5 already. You're not giving me 7.
I know, but I'm saying it's a toss-up. No, I ain't give you 7. I said Justin Fields. Look, I got Chubb. I got Josh Jacobs. I got Derrick Henry. And I got Saquon. Then I just said it's a toss-up. At the end, I love Aaron Jones, and I probably love that rookie down there in Houston. I'm sorry. Records don't reflect how you're running. That boy out there going crazy. What's his name? Pierce? Damian Pierce or something like that. He's a monster, man. So, yeah. Right now, my top 5, that's my top 5. Josh, Derek, Saquon, Nick Chubb, and, you know, you could 1 or 2, Aaron Jones or Damian Pierce in the last one. So, I got a top 6. Who would be your top 5 right now?
My top 5, I'm going, you know, Henry, Jacobs. This is no order, but Henry, Jacobs, Chubb. I got to go Saquon. And right now.
That's what I'm saying. Fifth one.
Yeah, I got to go with that fifth one right now. I got to go Miles Sanders. He's been running that Taylor.
Yeah, I feel you. But Miles Sanders also got 1,000 people over there that make him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, you got to think, brother. He's averaging 5.1 yards a carry right
I think
now.
I would average 5.1 carry with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had 100 yards rushing in the first quarter.
I know, but shoot, you can say that, but no,
you
but I'm
saying
you
rushed in the first quarter. That means you got to keep your eye on him.
Yeah,
that
but
takes one automatically.
But what running back with the Ravens is doing what he's doing?
Well, Gus Edwards gets off. He's just
but he's not doing what Sanders doing.
They don't
he's
really
my
have
five,
nobody.
Bro.
2K, I know what you're saying,
he's
but they really got nobody
okay.
healthy down
that's
there.
That's my five.
And Lamar Jackson got 800 yards rushing himself. So
which Carl do too?
Nah, Hurts ain't in there, bro. Hurts ain't all the way up.
Hurts got a lot.
He got 600, but he ain't 800.
600.
Lamar. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but that's my five.
Speaking of no, okay, but even speaking about that, okay, Saquon though, like at the beginning of the year, you know, we were saying and we were praising Saquon because we respected what he was doing, how right. he bounced back. But do you feel like an organization can run you into the dirt? Do you feel like with Saquon right now, maybe they might be overusing him, and you know, might be ending up in a, you know, a little situation they've been in the past with their running backs, or do you feel like this comes with, you know, being a Saquon?
Man, you could say that. You could say that. But you looking at an organization standpoint, like, yeah, we use you the first year. You ain't been available the last 2-3 years. Now we got you back. Now it's like, oh, I got my, know what I'm saying?
You
like,
got your horseback.
I got more horseback. Like, come on now. What we going to do? We like, bro, this, I guess this, what, final year of his contract? So it's like, what we going to do? Like, but I feel like from a front office standpoint or a team standpoint, like if I know I want him in the long run, and that's what I hate about these teams and with the running back position, right?
Right.
So it's probably like, I know if I want him in the long run, he's probably closer to 28 than, know what I'm saying, than closer to the early 20s. So it's like, we running him right now, right? And it's like, when he go back to the table, if he trying to stay there, they're going to be like, you got this trail on your tires, and injury, this and that. But you're not treating me like you want me here for the long run. Or whatever, so they're gonna probably try to lowball him or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, you know, it is what it is. Like the Giants haven't won, like had a winning season so long, and you know they got their guys. That's it, like we're playing Madden, and you already know, shoot, Dolphin to keep touching his bit. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
So yeah, they can overuse them for sure. Rather than like, you know, trying to put it in a position where, okay, we already see we got him back. He doing what he doing. So we got that. So let's try to establish somebody else as far as like receiver, this and that, to make it mix up instead of like, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody know you're not going to have like a season where it's like from game one to game 17, you're going to be just going crazy. Like you're going to have them spurts sometime.
I've seen a couple of players that I know I played with, boy, from week one to week, except they were going ridiculous.
Yeah, but you had them spurts, though. But you had them a couple games here and there. Like, you had them a couple spurts or whatever like that. So, I feel like that's the time right now. But I feel like he's going to be all right. He's still number four in the league in rushing. Been doing his thing. So, I think
It's kind of like, you know, even like the Christian McCaffrey situation. Like, right. He's down there in Carolina that, you know, there's Christian right, Christian left, you know, they trying to feed him. But then he gets in it. See, but that's what I like about this league is because, like, you know, you get with a coach that understands your strength and weaknesses, just like, Kyle Shanahan. And now when you look at their production down there, you're like, oh, maybe he's not getting the ball that much, but he's still able to put up, you know, numbers because for some reason, you got Debo, you got Brandon. There's so many people down there you got to look at that, you know, you got to – it just helps with the offense. So I understand what you're saying, but I also understand, you know, being the Giants, and they like you said, well, you ain't been healthy for years. We got to ride our train when we got it. And it's not like we're not being successful riding that train. So you're right, man.
And I think that's probably like some of the best thing that could have happened to McCaffrey's career. It's for him to go because we know what he can do already and use him. Now you're going to a place where it's, what, 3-4 other playmakers? So you ain't got to do me like that. You know what I'm saying?
I seen a chart the other day where it's like he's like 26% used. Elijah Mitchell's like 25, 26. They got Debo at like 23. They got Kerry Kittles. That's a hoop.
George
Kittle. They got him at like 18% or something, bro. So, like, it's pretty dope how, you know, Shanahan has it, you know, mapped out and how Jimmy G tries to find a way to get everybody involved, man. It's pretty dope. I think Saquon understands the value of what he can bring to a team, and he needs more assets around him. So, I don't know if they picked up a I got to look at his contract situation, but if I was him, listen, I'm listening to everybody. And yes, New York is a great place to be. I understand that money you can make in New York outside of football.
They ain't pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm Saquon, I'm looking for just, you know, some grass that may be greener. You know what I'm saying?
You think you would leave?
2K, I don't believe.
But they might.
Now, if they offer me a.
Hey, y'all been doing his thing this year. Real talk.
I don't believe.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, so for them to stick with. No, I know they ain't pick up 50-year option, right? Yeah. But throughout this whole time, they still stuck with you.
Because of Saquon.
No, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is,
I'm not taking no pay cut. I'm Saquon.
Not a pay cut. I'm saying a discount.
Like, I ain't taking no pay. I'm not doing none of that. A discount or not, y'all ain't good enough. Now, if it's different, 2K. If you in a situation with a team where you know damn well y'all going to the playoffs every year, and like, yes, I have the quarterback of the future where we know damn well we're going to be going, like, again, the playoffs every year. No, I'm not taking no discount playing with the Giants. Knowing where we came from.
If they go to the playoffs, though.
That don't mean nothing. It's 1 year. In my 4 or 5 years here with these teams, I've been to the playoffs once. That's not enough for me to take a discount on no team with Daniel Jones still being my quarterback. Now, if Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Man, Daniel Jones been doing this thing.
And he's in a contract year. So that's what's so funny.
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in the contract year.
No, I don't think. I think this, bro, this is like third year.
No, it's not 2K. But all these quarterbacks from Joey Burrow, like, to Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, I feel like, got drafted in the same class too.
They came in with Joey. Sam Darnold and Joey. No, I think Sam Darnold is older than them.
However it goes, this is year four.
Well, you might be right. I think it's year three, but you might be right.
No.
But okay, whatever. So do you think, okay, I'm glad that you on that, right? So even though, I'm talking about Najee Harris. He just had the week before, I think. He had a real good game. I think he had like 120, 130 rushing yards or whatever like that. But that's the first time of the season he really did his thing. So do you think Najee Harris is the new age Trent Richardson? They both came from Alabama, both big guys, both came out high, highly.
I can't, no.
Drafted. Do you think so? Or do you need a little bit more time?
I don't even think Trent ever had 1,000 yards rushing.
No, he probably, no. But even, okay, so say
I'm sorry. That's enough for me
to go in the rate that he's going right now and never ever get better.
Well, I don't think that's the case. Like, knowing Pittsburgh Steelers, bro, right? See, that's what I'm saying. I know teams in, like, history, and I'm going based off history. There's no way, like this is an off year for the Steelers for sure. But the Steelers are known to draft and go and get what they want. But in free agency, they find a way to get back. And the line for the Steelers are usually a big concern, but they always address those issues. I just feel like Najee – I don't believe he's a Trent Richardson by no means. I've seen him run the ball for sure. I think he's just in a bad situation right now. They give up on, but the thing about,
can I,
like,
read out a few things?
Go ahead.
So we're in week 11 going on week 12.
Mind you, but see, you don't, okay. You talk.
No, I was asking you.
Just remember who they starting quarterbacks were. You can't.
Okay.
Like,
I was asking you. Right, okay. So Najee Harris, the guy, he's that guy.
He's not. I mean, that, yes. I'm just, anybody with Mitchell Trubisky as a starting quarterback, come on. I don't care what, bro, you say. I can load up the box. Mitchell Trubisky.
Bro, do you know some of the quarterbacks I had?
Who? Yes, but I also know. But 2K, the style of game back then and the style of game it is now is a big difference. That you would get the ball, they would definitely feature you. This game, this day and age, bro.
He's being featured.
How many times they get a ball? Let me see. How many carries?
158 carries.
Oh, man, youngin', get out of here. It's 11 games in, and he only has 150 carries. Cut it out.
585.
You sound crazy.
Rushing yards.
2K.
Carry, and he also have.
My brother be doing some. This man be sounding crazy, y'all. 150 carries in 11 games. Are you crazy?
158 carries in 11 games.
He gets 14, 15, boy, you would have been asking for a trade. I don't even want to do this. That's what I'm saying. It's a different age we live in. It's not even, bro. He playing with Cody Pickett, a first round draft pick. Before that, he had the dude, whatever his name is, from the Mitchell Trubisky. Come on now. Chicago gave up on him for Justin Fields clearly for a reason. And we go back to even this the Daniel Jones kid. Guess whose draft class he's in? Young Kyler Murray. Josh Allen.
And he already got 30 receptions, too.
I get what you're saying, but 2K, to actually touch the ball as a – to be the size of running back he is, he's just like a Derrick Henry size running back, so he needs touches. Yeah. So we're literally going to give this guy 16 touches a game and expect him to put up the numbers that we're talking about, like with Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs are. I can't do that. I've seen Josh Jacobs get the ball 30 times in the game, 23 rushes, 7 catches.
So you saying that
I'm taking Najee over Trent any day of the week?
No, no. It wasn't definitely not who's better because we
they're
know
not the same.
He already had but he's not the same. But he's so basically you're saying that you're okay with Najee what he's doing now right now. Like you're okay with that.
I'm okay with Najee, putting up because I also like I'm a realist. I'm seeing what he has down there, and they have nothing. I watched the game last night. It was like, bro, there's nothing around there. Pickens is gonna be nice. The receiver over there, the Pickens from Georgia, the receiver, he's gonna be sick. Number 14, he's gonna be.
Yeah, but I just seen, man. I understand all that you talking about, but I seen when them other dudes got enough, and they did their thing.
Yeah, well, I guess we can always see. He'll be one of them dudes that'll go to another team. Like, if he was with like a Seattle Seahawks. Yeah.
Okay. If this contract year, and you're the GM, are you paying Najee?
I don't have. No, I would. I would probably. I'll give him a first. Or
would you let him go?
Tender. No, I'm a tender.
No. Ain't no I'm tender. Are you paying on letting him go?
I don't have to. The best part about the NFL is that they can do that. I will give him.
Oh,
this,
so
I'm a
tender. So you would give him. So basically, you would give him.
Yes, I'll give
him
that.
13, 14.
Hell million. Yeah, I wouldn't care. Ain't nobody else on that team worth that. Nobody else on that team is worth it. Who else you gonna tender? That's why you tender him to see what he's gonna do. Nobody else on the Steelers is worth that right now.
I don't
right
know
now.
If I could do that.
Yeah, you crazy. It's not going against the contract. It's a tender. That's why you do it. It's not.
Yeah,
this is,
I don't
we
know
get
if I can
you.
Give Najee Harris $13 million.
Who else would you?
For 1 year.
But it's, I can.
Them other young dogs can't.
Exactly.
Be
that's
thing.
Why. Hey, ain't no young dog. You crazy, 2K. See, it's funny how you. Hey, you know how that game is. For you to, as a veteran dude, to be able to just. I can't do that. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe
Najee
I know
go.
That game.
I ain't.
I'm a tender. You don't have to tender him. You could tender him as a second round pick, too. You don't have to tender him as a first. But the best part about it is you own the rights to him now, so you better. Because then he do go somewhere else and he ball out. You look like the dumbass.
Yeah, no matter what you tender him as, you still got that. The average got to be the top five.
You don't even know his. You don't even know his backup's name, and you talking about the young guy. Benny Snell wasn't going crazy last night.
You crazy Snell and the other dude. They Man. Must.
And he still had over 100 yards. And he still had over 100.
Who did?
What Najee did last night?
Najee ain't have over no 100 yards.
What Benny
crazy.
Do then?
They did that same.
All that little talking about, isn't it? Man,
they did
ain't no do your thing. I'm definitely about it. If a nigga ain't have no 100 yards rush, ain't no way you did your thing. Right. You 12 for 62. What do you mean? Come on. But you sharing carries. How you expect the man to get off? It's funny how you expect a running back to get off with 12 carries a game. Young, do you think you – so I played in games with you where you had 12 carries for like 40 yards, and on that 13th one, boy, you went 80. But can you imagine you only get 12 carries every game?
I had a game with 7 for 190.
You too? You too, but what I'm saying, we also been in them games where you have.
I'm just, I'm not
seven
rocking,
for 20.
Bro. I'm talking about the whole season. I'm just not rocking, bro. He's not worth $13 million even for 1 year. I have to let him walk.
I wouldn't. The thing about it is like I also have to keep it real with myself when I'm looking at who's been his quarterback. Have we taken any pressure off of him? Like, what are we doing? Are we loading the box up? And what is he doing for his? Like, what are we saying? Like. There has to be
12 for 62, 5.2.
He is 6'1", 240 pounds. What are you talking about? You sound
Harris,
all right, next thing, we got to get on the next one. It's crazy because 1 week you say you got to feed
for
your 35, guy.
3.5.
My point. But then, all right, so
he got
then,
hurt. He got
you
hurt.
Sound crazy. Let's
got
go.
Hurt.
To, all right.
He got
let's
hurt.
Go to, let me see. Top five NFL rushers. I have to see these because I want to see where they're, how many carries these guys got.
He got hurt, bro.
Cause you crazy. I don't. Yeah, everybody gets hurt. That's not. It's not.
But I say he got hurt this week, so he probably would have came back to back and did his thing. But I'm just talking about the past games. But
yeah. But okay. I also know Mitchell Trubisky is his. I'm not. That's what this man's.
All right. So what do you think? All right. Jalen Hurts MVP, Michael Parsons are with Jalen Hurts are. Do you think Jalen Hurts MVP or do you think Michael Parsons could win MVP?
Man, you know they in my experience.
They ain't giving it to no. Michael Parsons.
I mean, listen, Jerry Jones got a very favorable vote for some reason down there. And I don't know how. Speaking of Jerry, like I don't even know how that ain't came to light if that was him or not. I don't give a damn how old he was when he did it. He still did it, man. So yeah, I guess that's just another topic. But I mean, Jalen, the way Jalen Hurts has been playing football, let's be realistic, playing quarterback at that level and being able to play like he's playing. The stat I said earlier, he had 100 yards in the first quarter of a football game. That's ridiculous. I don't know. It's hard as a defensive player. Like Mike is going to have to like break a record or break something for him to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like if he breaks the sack record, if he does something crazy like that, of course I can see him like getting some love like that. But it's just hard in our league for, you know, them to go against quarterback.
It might be you got a black quarterback up for it.
Yeah, so that's why it could be a split. Exactly, it could be a split MVP like they did. Hey, speaking of joking, they did that as rest in peace. Exactly, to the goal. They split his MVP.
Benair and Peyton, right?
Man, again, like you just said, a black quarterback split the MVP. So you the way that you just said it, you never know, man.
Yeah, but it's hard for me to see what I did and me to see what Derrick Henry did. And he, come on, bro.
Oh, and Derrick Henry, and you didn't win MVP. Oh, I get it. I hear what you're saying. That's why I said it. Like a quarterback playing at that level, only have one loss. Again, you know, rushing, he's top like 15 in rushing. He's putting up crazy numbers. He's really efficient in the pass game. It's hard for in our league, you know, for them to look by that. So I'm with you, 2K. There's no, I don't see them giving, you know, a linebacker the MVP over that. But like, okay, let's go on a little motion with this same thing. Let's talk about your guy up in New York, man. I know Jalen. We go stay on a little quarterback little thing. What's up with Zach Wilson? And then you see what Mike White come in. My cousin, by the way, Mike White. How is that possible for you to stand on the podium 1 week, 2K, look these people in the eye and really say, I don't think I was the cause of the letdown of the team. And then you see a backup come in and throw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns, and he got these rookie receivers looking like they've been in the league for 10-plus years. How would you feel as a former first-round draft pick quarterback over there on the sideline? Do you think it's time to replace him and move on too?
No, I don't know. I think, 1 week he came in, did his thing. Can't even lie. He did what we've been waiting for Zach to do since he had the job.
Young, but it's so been one
I need to, yeah, it's I know that's what I'm saying. I want to see. That. I know that's what I said. He's only done it 1 week. I need to see a couple How many, weeks.
You can move on from Najee Harris, but you can't move on from Zach. You are absolutely.
I said a couple of weeks. I haven't seen this all year.
What
from
do we
Wichita
need to?
Them.
What I've been seeing.
You asking
all
me what I think? I need to see a couple of weeks.
Like,
I need to
brother,
see a couple of weeks.
I know.
I need you to see a couple crazy. Weeks. I'm not going to move on after 1 week.
You said
I'm not moving on after 1 week.
2K.
That's what you would do. I'm not moving on after
how
one
many
week.
Years do somebody
it's not
get?
An argument. I'm not
many,
moving on after
so how many
one
years
week.
That quarterback do you need before you what move mean? On? How I just it's simple. It's a question.
I'm not
how
moving
many,
on after 1 week.
How many years that quarterback years. Do you need before you move on?
A few years. I'm not saying go back to Zach, but I'm just saying I'm not automatically gonna give it to the back.
All right, so
like,
what
I'm
saying
is my franchise quarterback.
I know,
that's
but you're willing
saying.
To move up. You're willing to give up on Najee Harris, somebody that's had hella different quarterbacks, way different, a different line every week to start, all kind of different receivers. You're willing to move on a guy like that hasn't had nothing, But then you get a guy like Zach Wilson that has these receivers, these quarterbacks. Like, he's had opportunities to show you what he's had.
What I'm saying is I'm not willing to just be like, okay, now this backup quarterback came in and did this. Now he's my franchise quarterback. I might go – I'm saying
– oh, yeah, okay.
I might go in the draft for free agent to get another quarterback. I'm not just willing – to just give it to the backup and say he's my new franchise quarterback.
No, I'm not willing to do that either. But one thing I am willing to do is if my backup quarterback comes in and has a better game.
Yeah, he's my guy right now.
I'm just saying if my backup quarterback and has a better game than my starter, one thing I'm looking at myself in the mirror, like you just said, Zach definitely won't be playing for me again. I'm going to have to go outside the box and find me a different quarterback. Now, can Zach be a great backup? He might be, but will he play for me as a starter? No, not right now, because I've seen with my own eyes when my backup come in, how our offense wasn't stagnant, how it could move, where he could throw the ball, hit receivers right on the money. It's raining the same way. It was, you know, horrible conditions it was with the Patriots, and you couldn't move the ball. You had 70 yards passing, but we have our backup come in, and he goes for over 300. Yeah, Zach, you'll be on the back of the list, especially.
He'll be on the back. He definitely, like, this is my guy, but, like, you know how the league go. He coming out, Wish Carter coming out and stank it up. Then they like, oh, well, now we got to go back to dog, this and that. He might light a fire up under Zach. I don't know, but right now, this is my guy.
Yeah.
And so he go in there and he mess it up because we all know how it go. Yeah, it be times sure. where, like, you know.
Look good. Fits magic. Time,
no, not even that. You know, it be time we be in the game. And boy, these boys out here thudding and I ain't blocking, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you know, the coach be like, man, we're going to throw a dog in that little change of pace. And he get that lucky and break a little 30, 40-yard run. They think it's wild. And I was like, come on, bro. He done looked up, got a 30, 40-yarder. That don't mean he's the guy. But
I'm glad
you know,
you said
then,
that, 2K.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, big dog. I'm glad you said that.
Right.
I'm with you when you're right. Okay, well, let's stay on the quarterback line. Let's just stay on this quarterback thing. If you are our guy, if you're Lamar Eugene Jackson, Eugene is only because if you're Eugene, that means you ball out. If you're Lamar Eugene Jackson, do you consider leaving the Ravens? Because that's what I'm saying. We're looking around all these teams. You look at a guy like, man, you look at Ryan, the dude. The Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, I'm not saying he can't play. I think he still would be a great backup. I just think him having to start every game, that's not what he is. Look at Carson.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah, even Carson Wentz.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Carson Wentz, he has thrown for more touchdowns than Bronco Country. Let's ride. Than Russell has, and he hasn't played since week 6. So if you're Lamar Jackson and you're seeing that all these dudes still can get paid and getting these big contracts, are you looking at the Ravens like, I'm going to leave? Because I know that my worth, or are you going to sit around and still entertain the fact that they, you know, this is your team and they still will pay you?
Man, I ain't going to even lie. I think the decision, sometimes it be harder than what people think because, you know, people look at it like this and that, but I know just Lamar ain't no like, I know that city rhyme with dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know that city love me, and what people don't understand, a lot of times us as players, when we're in the city, like, we don't want to leave that city, like Nashville. We don't want to leave Nashville. Like, you know how that locker room is, and then you go somewhere else, no matter, like, you left and went to the Broncos, like, you home, but that, I'm sure that locker room wasn't the same.
It was nothing like BY and y'all and just seeing my dogs every day. No, sir.
Yeah, so that all goes into the decision, but at the end of the day, like, you got to do what you got to do as a businessman. I done gave y'all this opportunity. Now you mean to tell me, like, y'all done let me hit free agency and I go wherever I want to go?
Yeah.
One thing about it, for me to, ain't gonna lie, if I was in that situation and y'all let me hit free agency, yes, y'all still wanna be one of the potential teams I go to, but whatever that I was asking for, now I need more because it's a bidding war now.
It's
know what I'm saying?
War.
Like,
I'm
you're not
you
gonna get
right.
What it's gonna be a bidding war. You mean to tell me that Deshaun Watson really deserve more guaranteed money and more than what I own? I'm an MVP. I done took us to the playoffs. I done back done all this time. Stuff.
Like,
Deshaun Watson ain't played in over a year. And he coming back and he get more guaranteed than me and haven't done what I done. It's no way that I'm giving y'all a discount. I need more. And if another team willing, it's probably, bro, he hit free agency. It's going to be a team out there going to be offering $20, $30 million more than what they going to offer me.
Brother, think about this. Remember when we were asking ourselves, like, why was the Jaguars offering Kirk you know, all that money, but it makes sense. Like, sometimes you have to drag them people away from a team. Like, we know he's probably only worth this, but we want to make sure that he comes here and we need him on this roster. So we go up the ante, like you said. And yes, we was only offering, well, y'all, the Ravens, y'all offering him this, but we're going to offer him another $30 million on top of that. Like, as a, like you say, if it's the same amount of years and somebody's offering you $30 million, even though you got a loyalty, I mean, sometimes you can't teach loyalty, but what I'm saying is, with this business move and them not like offering you what you want or just getting you paid, and you look at quarterbacks like Josh Allen or Kyler Murray that came in, you know, around the same time or after you, and they're getting paid. Yes, if you're looking at Lamar Jackson, yes, Lamar Jackson's looking like, man, you're gonna have to pay me, and it's your fault. Now, hey, I'm with him. Turn right, up you on know, Lamar Jackson.
You know, not an interesting stat, but I was looking at an interview. Mike Vick was doing an interview, and he said something interesting. A lot of times as quarterbacks, or just certain players, but he was talking about quarterbacks. When you request all this money now, when you request all this, it's hard for teams to put teams together to help you win a Super Bowl. Prime example, they went and gave Pat Mahomes all that money, and guess who they couldn't afford?
Yeah, they had to
Tyreek. You know what I'm saying? Right. He had to go. So that's something to pay attention to as well. Like, because you know, with quarterbacks, I don't care what you say, your standard is always going to be it's going to be based off of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Super Bowl reign. Sure. So you go over here and get all this money, and like, shoot, I never go to Super Bowl. Now it's going to be like, the chatter going to talk. It's why you got all this money, you can't get a Super Bowl. You can't get you no big time players because. I get what you're saying, like the money, but like it, I'm just saying that topic that Vic said, it kind of made sense to me.
Yeah, but there's what you think about that? I understand completely. Yes, you can't. If you're smart, you're not gonna, because when you still look at Patrick Mahomes, yes, they signed this dude to $500 million, but you're still going out and getting Valdez Scantling, you're still going out and getting Juju Schuster, you still got, you know, the tight end Kelsey. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you look around, if you got great business minds in that building, they find a way. Right. They find a way, Young. So yes, unfortunately, as a quarterback,
do you see them win another Super Bowl without Tyreek?
I can, man, as good as, like,
it's possible. It's possible.
Yes, it's definitely possible. But with Tyreek, it makes it way. No, he makes it.
Yeah, but if my point. So if they never, they can. But if they never win another Super Bowl, what do you think? Like, do you think
there's still the success that the success that the Chiefs have had with Mahomes? They're willing to take that because of what Mahomes have made them in the now football world. What Mahomes have made the Chiefs. 2K, stop playing. When we were playing football, we used to be like, oh, the Chiefs are on our schedule. We'd be like, what we used to do? High five, like, oh yeah, we know we're about to go crazy. But now when you go in there, you know, even if you're going to have a great offensive game, you know that there is number 15 on there, and the game at any moment can go his way. That's why you can pay him.
Yeah, it can go his way, but what I'm saying is the statement kind of makes – I'm not saying
– It does, but
I'm
it doesn't. Like, you pay Patrick Mahomes because based on his decision-making and that he could probably do that. Based on what they paid Patrick Mahomes and what he's done in his – it was the right business mode because they have played like that.
No, yes, it was
there.
The right business.
Just like Tom Brady.
I'm just saying, does it make the – does it kind of make the statement a little true if we done all this before we paid you, and now we paid this, we ain't sniffed the Super Bowl since?
I mean, hey, but I got you one.
Right, right.
There's teams that there's people like Phillip Rivers that got all that money. There's people like Sam Bradford. I can name the list, and so many people that have gotten, man, they got money and didn't sniff the playoffs and didn't win none of that. Yes, but you got a guy that has already won a Super Bowl and has played in two back-to-back AFC champs. There's no way you don't pay this man. At least you're paying him for the fact that it might be able to do that and the fact that he has put you in them positions. They're giving out quarterbacks money that ain't even touched a playoff game.
So take the money and don't worry about building a team around you. So you can't complain if we don't.
I don't say that. Listen, my responsibility.
All right, man, listen, I'm taking the paper, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not my responsibility. I'm not a GM nor a coach or none of them. I'm not the president of the team. As a player, I'm trying to get as much money as possible. As a GM, it's your responsibility. As a player personnel, it's your responsibility to build a team up around that. If I get 300, hey, you better figure out how to get some other players for the rest of the bands because I'm eating. Right. Man, it ain't my – hey, I got to get my bread.
Yeah, I'm getting my bread. So, okay. So, you know, we gonna end this on, you know, it could be a sensitive topic, or I'm not sure how the family feel or whatever. You know, I feel like the gesture that they was doing or what they wanted to do, it was a good gesture. But the Sean Taylor statue, I don't even know if we can call it a statue. Like, what that do you was think the, about that?
It's this, to me, I'm going to be real. It's despicable. I think Dan Snyder, this is like the final straw that gets his ass kicked out of there. Like,
you think that was him?
He's the owner of the NFL football team. You okay it. See, that's the thing. I don't look for nobody else. I go straight to what the problem is. The problem is the man upstairs. All the allegations that's been on that team. All that there's have been so much backlash and so much negative and controversy around the Washington Redskins slash Commanders slash general, whatever you want to call them. There has been so much negativity around this team. I could only imagine 2K if that was a player with so, all that negativity, where would they be? It's time for Dan Snyder to sell this team. The fact that he put that statue up with no engravings, no lookings, no tattoo, no hair, like no nothing to make this guy look like Sean Taylor. Just some black sticks with a 21 jersey on it, and you unveil it like this some big unveil like Shaq in front of the damn Staples Center. Listen, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That was a mannequin from Dick's Sporting Goods.
From Dick's Sporting, young. If I'm that family, I demand they take that down. I'd rather just have my jersey up or something. That's despicable. Putting Portis and them boys that played for them and that was around and played on that team, for them not to even speak out, I don't know what they said. They should have been there and seen that before it even came out, so they could have been the guys to okay that or not. But bruh, Dan Snyder, absolutely,
you know, they're not hitting them boys up,
yeah,
man.
But Dan, you played, man, and Dan, you definitely need to be fired. They need to get his ass out of there. He's horrible. He's not a real damn owner anyway. There's too much negative, like I said, coming out of the Commander's office, man. I don't know how Ron Revere and those guys are still even handling and playing as well as they're playing with all that stuff. If I'm that family, I'm disgraced, man, and I'm pissed off at that. I'm gonna be real. Like I want to talk to somebody. Who do we talk to get that down ASAP? That's not a statue.
I'd be pissed. You know, it's a good thing that they're trying to do, but how they
it's
did
a great
it was
gesture,
just
great.
It's a great gesture, but nah, come on, bro, give me. I'm looking at like, sure, we in LA, we see Shaq hanging off the side of the building. Know what I'm saying?
Bro, they got Starberry in China, man. They got Marbury in China, man. It look like what I'm saying. That's ridiculous.
Man, you see Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State, like a statue. We gonna do a statue? Like, come on, man. Come on, bro.
It's supposed to be like one of them things, like where people come take pictures with. On this is like a main attraction to your stadium or to something. That was horrible. He did it absolutely. He bumped his head, man. Again, I'm disappointed in him. The fact that. I don't know. Where's the commission on this? We need Goodell to come in and be like, listen, you dropped the ball. You got to get up out of here, man. That's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
disrespectful.
But, man,
on you. I don't blink Friday. I don't know when you get in town, but we got a little event going on. We get to fly some lucky fans in to see the Eagles play the Titans. This is going to be a dope, gesture from our company that we signed with, man. So I'm excited to see it, bro. I can't wait to see you. You know how we rock, twins. So.
Let's get it. It's gonna be fun. See you soon, brother.
Downtown, we live. Over the feelings. When it's go time, I go lie in the kitchen with a ditchy. Get you down for a whip.